Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Rock Live Podcast. I'm here, Antonio, with Pastor Jess, and we are so excited. I want to encourage you guys to stay tuned for this episode. We are going to be talking about parenting. Yes. Such a huge topic, such an amazing topic. What a privilege, what an honor. I want to encourage you, whether you are a parent or not, this is going to be enriching for you, because I think you talked about this in your message, Pastor Jess. Mm-hmm. The benefits of understanding and raising godly children. And it really does take a village. Whether you're an uncle, an aunt, grandma, grandpa, mentor of somebody, you can come along someone's life. And learning godly principles to help mm-hmm. rear and raise a child is something that we can all use as believers. We are commanded it in the Bible. And so I think that's one of the cool things about this topic. Before we go too much into it, I want to ask you, Pastor Jess, first, how you doing? How's your summer going?
Well, I just got off of like 7 weeks of preaching.
Yeah, I know.
So I feel like I'm finally starting summer, because normally I do take less time at work mm-hmm. To be with the kids in the summertime, because I only get 18 summers and I only have two more left with Titus.
Oh my.
But I know that's such a crazy thought, huh? So it's great though. It's been great. You know, God's good to us. He's faithful. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I'm excited. How is your summer going?
It's going well. Ange is a teacher, so that makes summer a little bit more exciting, because you sent like everyone's home.
Yes.
And so sometimes you're like,
those are precious times.
Everyone's home but me, or like, or my days off though are a lot more fun, because, you know, she doesn't need extra vacation. So we're all home together, and that part feels very exciting.
You guys been hitting the beach more?
Yes. We've at least once a week trying to go. And it's just the cool thing about where we live. I mean, an hour and a half from driveway to toes in the sand.
I will say, toes in the sand to Mama D's. Yeah. That's the
best day. And that's exactly what we did this week. And next week we'll do it again. And so
I know Chloe gets off on Monday. Yeah. And so I cannot wait. She's like, can we go to the beach together?
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
yes.
No, that's so
it's
cool.
It's been so long.
It's something about just, I mean, the waves, you know, we all, if you're a SoCal person, we love the beach and the ocean and all that amazing thing. So
for me, I love the beach now that the kids are older, because they surf.
Mm-hmm.
So they do catch waves.
Yeah.
But problem is we're having some bad waves right now.
They've been pretty gnarly. Yeah, they've been gnarly. And that's one of the things on Monday. We went, you know, in Newport, the closer you get to the pier, the smaller they are. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of packed. So we were a little bit further out, and the waves were massive.
No, they're scary.
They were pretty
great
big.
Whites this year. Did you see that?
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Lots of great whites. Tons of great whites, I guess. So, I guess they're like breeding in Newport.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like,
water was warm. It was just a beautiful day.
Yeah.
So God's creation is good.
We're suffering in Southern California.
It really, you know, you can say what you want, but
right?
I just don't think I'd live anywhere else. I mean, unless
bad
the Lord would have
whatever.
To call me. God, I'd have to know.
Yes.
But anyways.
Amen.
Pastor Jess, you know, like you said, you've been ministering pretty much all summer. Mm-hmm. This last week, you taught on your own on parenting.
Yeah.
And what a way to open up. What a great word. What an encouragement.
So hard, because so much to say. I mm-hmm. normally have like four sessions on parenting, and they're like, you get 1 week. I'm like, what part do I start
right,
in?
Right.
Where do I end?
And
I don't know. Well, it was different every service.
So you had that. And so on the podcast today, let's kind of go into, I know there were some things that you didn't get to cover, mm-hmm. but that we really just kind of want to land the plane on, or at least kind of touch on. So if you could just open up and share some of the things that maybe seem most important from some of the topics that you didn't get to spend as much time on for our takeaways.
I think, like, I know for Saturday service and Sunday morning AM first service, I kind of, Saturday I didn't even get to point three. For Sunday morning first service kind of got to point three. And then I think I hit it third service. Mm-hmm. But really, our children are precious to us. Mm-hmm. And this world is coming after them hard. And so the influence in which they are surrounded by, what does that look like?
Yeah.
What kind of world are we creating in our kids' lives?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very important for us as parents to really care enough to try.
Mm-hmm.
I know I kind of hit the parents a little hard this year, but I felt like the Lord was like really wanting us to show up as parents. There are, sadly enough, like I hear these really sad stories about parents just not being there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not involved in their kids' lives, or my dad left, or my mom left, and it's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got young people dealing with abandonment.
Yeah.
And then they're left to themselves, and Satan is like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
like now I can get anything in there. Mm-hmm. Porn is like at their fingertips. Right. I mean, when I was young, you had to go into a store.
Work to it. Yeah.
You had to like, there. Every magazine was covered with like a cover. Mm-hmm. Like you just didn't see things.
Right.
And now what is normal would be considered soft porn in my day.
Mm-hmm.
So like think about these poor young men
that,
and even women.
Yeah.
Women are dealing with lust.
Yeah.
And these are spiritual things that are passed down from generation to generation. So I really do believe that like that was a topic I didn't really get to dive into because it's sad to me how much we have to work at breaking things off.
Right, right.
As adults, we're like breaking off strongholds. Mm-hmm. We're trying to change our mindsets. We're working on ourselves with God and like having to undo all these things that we thought were normal because that's how we grew up.
Right.
But I think the Lord is like, okay, if you can catch what I'm putting in the word and you can apply that into your family unit, that it's going to take a sacrifice from a parent.
Yeah.
And that was really my first point was like being a parent is sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that like good parents are like, yeah, I love that though, you know. But parents that are like, ugh, I'm tired. Like, I work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I give enough. And I didn't want anyone to leave feeling horrible. That they probably did. But I pray they didn't because my heart was not that. We all have to work. I mean, it's a really hard world to live in. We got to pay our bills, especially in Southern California. Yeah. So as much as we like the beach, our house payments are crazy. Right? Like our taxes are so ridiculously high and we're taxed on every part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that are like pressures. And then if your kids need to go to a school, like right now, my son is in regular school and then in college too at the same exact time. I mean, we're living in a weird, crazy world.
Right.
Like anyone could take college, like it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's expensive.
Yeah.
A pair of pants, which used to be like, I think when I would get pants for $10, I'd be like, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, like, $60, I'm like, yeah, that's a good deal. You know, where that used to be expensive.
Those were the expensive pair. Yeah. No, you know? you're right, Pastor Justin. And I think, you know, you touched on these things. And that's where I would encourage, because the Holy Spirit really will speak to the people where that, you know,
that's what I was praying.
You come across. Or you bring what the Lord put on your heart and then the Holy Spirit does the rest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know that you weren't putting shame. You weren't putting, you know, guilt or shame on any parent because for majority of parents, there is a sense of sacrifice, but people's sacrifice looks differently. So some people find themselves where they're sacrificing by having to work extra, which means maybe their kid is alone a little bit longer and, you know, they can hear, well, that must be nice. And so what
they
I
can go to college or so they can go to school. Right.
Right. And I think what I want you to have an opportunity to do is because instead of otherwise you would have been there all day trying to qualify every statement. Look, this is what I'm not saying. And I don't mean this. And that's where we want to trust the Holy Spirit. But also, you know, the heart of you as a pastor is not to do any of that shame to anyone. You yourself were very transparent about some of the things. Now, if someone wanted to be judging, they could presume that you were kind of making a judgment on your family. You were just kind of like, and you mentioned it, I think, in the services, where as generations, we just try to do, we're building on what we have.
Our family, my parents were very open with, like, we were the first to bring the gospel and draw the line in the sand, right? Like, and my parents did the best they knew how, and they were great parents.
Right.
They loved us. They did the best they could with everything that was coming at them and what they knew. Even my mom and I would talk about it. Like, she'll go back and she'll be like, man, I wish I would have talked to you more about these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I say, yes, I wish you would have too, because I wonder if it would have changed some of the outcome of the things that I had to go through.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's my mom's fault.
Right.
And I think that's where we get wrong.
Yeah, you know, maybe we can go down that, because what happens is we learn what we know now, because we can hear the stats. We can talk to the doctors now and they say, hey, it's important that you do this. And then we take the information we know now, superimpose it on the previous generation that did not know that.
Did not know. Well, I mean, even therapy. I mean, when you think about like the older generation, therapy is like taboo. Like you don't go to a therapist, right? Like, but really therapy entered in with understanding how the brain works and all of that.
Yeah.
And then about the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. Like, so now that we understand that God made the brain and now there's doctors that study the brain and understand how
and
it
there's
breaks
Christian
down,
doctors,
and there's Christian doctors.
Yeah.
And like, even my mom and I were talking about this the other day. She's like, no, it's actually a gift. Like we never had this stuff. And you know, we as humans are built spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're in church, we're like, oh, the blood of Jesus and God healed me. And absolutely, I don't disagree 100,000%. Touch from God changes everything. But then there's the emotional side of who we are. Mm-hmm. And we've got to learn how to get that in line with the word of God, because we can be all everywhere in our emotions.
Yeah.
And then there's the physical side, right? And then there's just really practical things that are going to help us be better at what we do in life.
Yeah.
And that's maybe our eating, maybe exercising. I mean, I was just talking with someone today and I'm like, what do you do for yourself? Like 20 minutes of exercise will release endorphins that will cause you not to be so worried and panicked about everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you're the second person that's told me that. Right. And I'm like, it's a very practical thing, but try it. Because when I don't exercise, I'm like all up in my head and I'm not okay.
Something as simple, 5 minutes of sunlight before the UV ray, before it gets first too hot in the day, right?
So some of
these simple things, and I know we want to talk about the spiritual, but there are these very natural elements that God created that are not outside of that.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people are afraid of that line because I don't want to be new agey. I don't want to be. And so
it is weird. I mean, it can be very weird, those things. And I do think people go very extreme with raising their children sometimes.
Yeah.
And then they judge others, and then others just feel judged by them because they didn't do it the way that they did it. And that's where it's like, it was hard to even tell our story because we're not perfect by any means. We are not perfect parents. Our kids are not perfect. People are always like, your kids are such good kids. Yes, they are. But it took a lot of work and it was a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I was very much so focused on my children. You know, you work for me.
Yeah.
But the reality is, am I here all the time?
Right. No, there's. The thing is, you set the tone of where priorities are, and we see that.
I have one chance at raising these kids, right? Yeah. And I don't want them to despise the house of God. I don't want them to hate church or God because, well, my parents never, because PKs tend to be like, oh, well, my parents, da, 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 and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I don't think that pastors' kids or pastors are trying to ignore their children. They're trying to do what it is God's asked them to do, and they love the houses of God that God has called them to, and they love the passion. It is addicting serving God.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. You get to be a part of something bigger than yourself. Like, it's beautiful. But sometimes we have to pause whatever we're involved in, because I believe that whenever you're doing what God built you to do, you're gonna have that ability to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're gonna love work so much because I'm good at this. And I can thrive in this.
Yeah.
And like, it's like an adrenaline thing. But we sometimes forget that we have children at home.
Yeah.
And so I've had to be like, I'm going home. I'm going home today. Or I'm not coming in today.
Right.
Like, because I've been working throughout the night. Me and Dan have meetings outside of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my dad used to say when he'd come to work, oh, I've been to 4 meetings already before I got here. And he's right. I was at home listening to them have their meetings.
Right.
Like, you have to constantly be working. We're calling people on the phone that somebody's died or they're in the hospital. We're going on hospital visits. These are not within regular work hours. Now, I don't know what their jobs are, but they might have an 8-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
It's very conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, somebody said this to me because I was feeling so guilty about working because I had to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Dan had to work in order for us to pay our bills. And I was feeling so bad about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like the worst parent in the world. And they said, you need to change the way you're thinking. It's not about the quantity of time. Mm-hmm. It's about the quality of time.
Right.
And I was like, is that true? And they said, it is true. Because they're going to remember more about the time you spent and what you put into them versus like the amount of time that you were home.
Right.
And I went, okay.
Yeah, because you can be around someone all day and not have any real, real good conversation or fun or any of that. Yeah.
So I was very intentional with my children.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was always like, hey, tell me about the playground. What's that? What was that like today? Oh, my girl never had a problem at getting her talking about her life. But my boys, it was good.
Yeah.
Did you get any fights with anybody? Nah.
Yeah.
So-and-so was annoying, but whatever. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, tell me about that. Like, why would you call them annoying? Like, why do you think they're annoying? And then I was able to walk my kids through, well, maybe they were having a bad day. Like, do you think maybe you're judging like what's going on? What if they are struggling at home or they're frustrated with themselves because this comes easy for all of you kids and this is harder for them?
Yeah.
You know, and oh, I never thought of it from that point of view. And so it started making me teach my children to have compassion towards other people. Right. Like to have some empathy towards someone else's situation instead of just making a blanket statement.
Right.
And so I was very intentional in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that was something I worked at. But it took a lot of time.
Well, I want to ask you this because you're mentioning, and you mentioned all throughout your message that, you know, by no means am I perfect. And while you have good kids, there's no perfect children.
Yeah, they've messed up. You know, up.
So for, well, from the perspective of someone who, and you did touch on this, who maybe feels behind the eight ball because they started serving God a little bit later. Or the example of being very intentional, and that's great for us who have small children. Yeah. But maybe you're feeling late in the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I think about trying to talk to my teenager, and I'm kind of like probably one of the examples of one of your other children where it's like, feels like you're talking to a wall.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm putting this into practice. I'm doing what the pastor says. I'm doing what the word says. But I feel like I'm running into this thing. So because I've messed up, maybe I did get too angry. I feel like I've damaged our relationship. Mm. So I'm not getting the same response. Or maybe, you know, there are people who have different situations where they have children that with special needs or they're raising. Yeah. I know there's ADHD diagnoses, there's OCD diagnosis, there's ODD, which I'm a little bit familiar with a diagnosis of a defiance disorder, which sounds so like, man, this is, what are all these things going on? I don't think the principles of what you're saying change here, but maybe you could speak to that too, because there's just that for permission for us parents who feel either dealing with the guilt or any shame or feeling behind. Like, how do we find ourselves fighting the battle while still feel like you're going uphill?
I mean, I think first and foremost, remind yourselves that God was himself a perfect parent.
Right.
And yet we still messed up.
That's good.
Like, think about Adam and Eve in the garden. They had literally everything they ever needed. Love and relationship, a conversation like we've been talking about. I mean, they would stroll with God every day. Mm-hmm. They had
in the cool of the day.
Yeah. They had all the food they wanted. Yeah. They had anything they needed. And yet a little snake was able to come and speak to them and turn the course and the trajectory of all of our lives. And that just shows me, what did God do? Did God like hate on them? No. God was still there, but there were consequences to the choices that they make. So that just shows me, okay, so my kids are not going to be perfect probably, and I wasn't perfect, right? And if you are just now learning how to serve God, or if you feel like maybe I haven't done this right in the past, there is no perfect parent.
Right.
The only perfect one was God, and he still did not have perfect kids.
Right.
So take that pressure off. Take that shame off. Just, that's a blanket of shame, and Jesus went to the cross for our sin and
that's
shame.
Right. That's good.
And so when the shame wants to come on, because it does, we need to take it off and just picture yourself just removing that and put on love. Jesus is to put on love. And where is it coming from? Love, right? Yeah. Like, did I do everything right with my kids? No, but I did it because I thought I was loving them the right way. Right. And maybe I didn't talk to them the way they needed me to talk to them in that time. And it was causing them to react in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that wasn't the intention of what I was doing.
Right.
There's so many times that I think we can judge each other. And there's been this, like, with the therapy has come, well, let's get to the root of that.
Yeah.
And what was your childhood like? Mm-hmm. And what was it? And all of a sudden, I think what's happened is we've turned society against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of teaching people, like, yes, okay, that's why you're feeling this way, but let's move forward. But people cut off their parents.
Yeah.
They're literally like cancel culture.
Yeah.
Cancel aunt and uncle, cancel every person that ever did me wrong. That is not God.
Right.
Right. And so I think, like, even though you're having conflict with your children, or maybe you don't feel that you've done this right, or they have special needs and you don't know if you're doing any of it right, and it's hard and you're exhausted and you're tired. First of all, take off sin and shame.
Mm-hmm.
That is not yours to carry. That you're free from that.
Yeah.
Second, they're not going to be perfect. You weren't perfect. I think that always helps me when my kids do something stupid. I'm like, well, I was really bad.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
And I know that, like, there was something my son did, and I know people wanted us to be really hyped up about it, but I wasn't so hyped up because I had been so forgiven by God that I was like, I need to just remain calm and walk him through this. You know, like, there'll be consequences to his choices, but I'm not going to, like, beat him over the brow with this because he already knows.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to deal with this, and then there'll be, like, actual consequences to his choices.
Yeah.
And he needs to learn that this is why these things are happening. And so we did that. And I'll tell you, he came out of it. He's a different person.
Right.
So I would say take one thing at a time, one conversation. You can go back. And I don't think this is bad for adult. Maybe you have adult children and you were, everybody's grown. And you're going, I didn't do that right.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back.
Yeah.
Have a conversation and be like, hey, I wish I would have done this better.
Yeah.
I think maybe I could have approached this differently, and I'm really sorry about always losing it right away,
yeah.
you know, and not actually calming down enough to hear what you had to say in return, you mm-hmm. know. And but I'd like to move forward in this and do this different. What do you need from me
right.
in our relationship now?
Yeah.
And even with like Drew, who's young, mm-hmm. you know, like, what do you need? Like
right.
you're going to be becoming a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to set you up for success. Like
yeah.
I love you. I'm on your team. I'm team Drew, you know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
And then what do you need from me?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I can do in your life that can help you be the best man that you
yeah.
get to be one day?
Right.
And that might change things
yeah.
a little bit, because like, I think I didn't talk to my kids that way at first.
Right.
And now I've been talking to my boys, cause I only have boys.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to my boys like, hey, mighty man of God, how are you today?
Yeah.
Like, and I just start speaking to them that way.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, the world they live in is going to tell them they're stupid.
Right.
They're not cool enough.
Yeah.
You have to be a certain way in order to get fit in. But at home, no, you're loved. You're a mighty man of God.
Yeah.
Like you. So I would say start there. Just start with your speech.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you can change everything or fix everything.
Yeah.
But I think apology goes a long way. I think forgiveness goes a long way. And I would say this to children, that parents hurt them. Like maybe you don't have parents that showed up for you, or
yeah.
you feel like you've had to cancel culture them because
yeah.
your parents are unsaved or whatever. I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know what everybody's situation is, but what I do know is God tells us to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
God tells us to be long-suffering with
yeah.
each other. And that's hard. Like, how about bearing with one another's burdens?
Right.
That means that, like, because we're family, we don't get to choose our family. They are our family, right?
Well, how about this? How about that little birdie in your head that is the previous generation? It's the pastor. It's the podcaster. It's your mom or dad or mm-hmm. someone who you know cares for you and cares for your children with their two cents. I think of
yeah.
something. Someone said something to me one time that we're expecting our kids to do something that we don't. That we're expecting our kids to do something for us that we don't do for them. Meaning.
Wow.
We want them, well, they should just respect me, which I've not modeled respect to them. They should just listen to me. I've not
right.
shown them that people listen.
Exactly.
So I, as an adult, am with more control and more wisdom and more maturity
yes.
and understanding, am not able to listen to my kid, but because I said so, and you talked about it, this does not compute to a kid. And if we do put ourselves like, it doesn't compute, but we have someone in our head thinking that they should just know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but why?
Or
why should they?
I said so.
Right. Why
like
should they just know?
I grew up in the generation.
Yeah.
Do this, but and I would. Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I said so.
Yeah. And I've struggled
okay.
with that. I'll say it here to you, Pastor. I've struggled with the voice in my head that wants to raise the way I was raised.
Right.
And not really remembering what that was like.
Yeah.
So I can think, and this is where I would say this. I think the scoreboard can be deceiving. Let me explain what that
Agreed.
Means. We can think we're behind way worse.
Yes.
Because I've been in seasons like, oh man, like I'm not getting through. I'm not, mm-hmm. you know, like these, mm-hmm. I'm doing what the pastor said. I'm doing what the word says.
Yeah.
I'm praying.
Yeah.
And it just looks like nothing I can do. And then something happens
mm-hmm.
and they come to you and they
mm-hmm.
open up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you hear from somebody else, hey, I was with your kid. I was with your son, with your daughter. And there's such a respect. You're like, what? You're like,
yes.
have you ever had like,
oh,
what?
Yes.
Like,
oh,
wait,
yes,
or
yes,
like,
yes.
you didn't
like,
know if you were getting through. You thought
working.
You're way behind, and we beat ourselves up. I felt discouraged, like, man, I'm not getting anywhere with my kids. And then you hear these things, and it's like, oh, they are going through. And that helps me to adjust my
yes.
game plan. If we want to stay in the sports analogy, we adjust my game plan
Absolutely.
To maybe how I look at the score, like where I'm yeah. not looking at it as, well, I said do this, and they did it right away. What am I measuring? Maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe our metrics can be off.
Well, and I wonder if we need to, like, this was one of my points, that they are individually themselves.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to parent the way that we've been told. You're the parent. Yes, I know I'm the parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to be told, you need a mom, not a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was right in that.
Right.
I did need a mom.
Yeah.
And I didn't necessarily need more friends. She was right in that sense. But at the same time, I would have liked to have had that closeness
right.
when I needed it. And her and I have talked about this. So at the same time, like, where's the balance then? So
right.
now I've got my own kids, and I want to do this a little differently.
Yeah.
And the balance is like, bottom line is, every one of my children personally, I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
I have three different kids, three different personalities, three different needs. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm talking to one, I understand that I need to be a certain way with that one.
Yeah.
And I have to talk their language. Then I go to another one and I can just be more direct and just, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
And da, 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 da. And then when they don't do it, I can call them stupid mm-hmm. because they're jokester.
Yeah.
And they can handle it. And they actually almost respect me more mm-hmm. when I joke about their foolishness. I'm like, that was stupid. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden I'm getting stuff in the mail and I'm getting the things that I asked them for weeks. And I'm like, I have to like almost be annoyed to you.
Yeah. Like, well, have you ever found this?
One cries and one's like, yeah.
Our children can be a mirror to where we're at.
Yeah.
And so some of the areas that we're finding ourselves frustrated with them are really areas of weakness in our life.
Absolutely. I'm not
kidding. So it exposes us a lot of times.
How many times do you look at your kid and you're like, I can't be mad at you because I did that.
Or I've been like, stop yelling. And the next time I'm annoyed, I'm like, or the words that they're using that are just so annoying to me, I'm just finding myself yell that out loud or say that. I'm like,
How many times do you do with your spouse?
Same thing.
We got in a little tiff yesterday, Dan and I, because this is what we fight about. Because he wants to go have fun and I want to stay home and clean the house. Yeah. And he's like, I just want to go paddleboarding with my wife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I need to stay home because I've been preaching for seven weeks and our house has been neglected and I need to get some things organized. That's not any fun. Mm. No, it's not. It's not fun, but we have to be responsible sometimes, Dad. So we're like yelling, right? And our kids are getting ready. All three of them work in the morning. And so they're all getting ready. And all of a sudden I notice there was nobody in the house.
Yeah.
Like it was just like, Dan and I. So at the end of the night, everybody's home and they're like, they're texting us. Are you guys okay? Yeah, we're fine. But at least your parents are fighting about wanting to have fun together, not hating each other.
You know? Yeah.
And so at the end of the night, they all come home and they're talking about how funny our fight was, you know, how stupid it was. And so then, and then he goes, well, your mom has to go and pick a fight with me. I'm like, who started the fight?
Yeah.
Who started the conversation? It was you that started the conversation. So I think we cannot see ourselves in these moments of intensity as we do with our marriages, right?
Yep.
But then with our children too. And so I know for a fact my parents did not like ever try and overbear us on purpose, like probably the pressure of life came on, just like the pressure of life comes on for me, and I have expectations. I need you guys to do this, I need you guys to do this, and I start spouting orders, and everybody's like, okay, well, we have our own things going, you know, like what time do you need that done, because now I got to try and put that into my day. And so it just changes the trajectory of the home unit,
right?
And so I think like if we understand how we work individually, I think it'll help us fight better.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like I think it'll help us communicate better.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's natural to think that our kids are going to never like talk back, that they're never going to rebel.
Yeah.
They live in a fallen world. We all rebel.
Yeah.
Like that's why Jesus made a way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that we can come back. I think that they're going to be faced with some very hard decisions a lot younger in life than they ever have, than I ever had to, and you ever had to. So then if I don't know what they're going through, I think I know, but I don't really know.
Right.
I wasn't raised on electronics from the age of zero, right? Like in the womb.
Yeah.
Like nursing. I didn't have a phone in my hand when I was nursing. They are saying, by the way, I'll just little small talk, but they're saying that that connection between mom and baby is being lost because moms are scrolling while they're nursing instead of looking in the baby's eyes and like singing to them or telling them I love you, you're so beautiful, like building them up as they're like nursing. And they say that that's why there's a disconnect happening between moms and children. Which I thought,
And see, they can these things can seem harmless, on the surface.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just our way of living, right?
Yeah. Like,
but I think that's where we need to get wise, not just as Christians, but just as humanity, because God gives us a mind, right? And He gives us a body, will, and soul.
Yeah.
And so we've got to understand that when I'm coming at my kid, I got to understand they're individually different. That they may have special needs. They may not have special needs.
Right.
I think every kid has something.
Yeah.
we were laughing right, about. Yeah. I think I have something that yeah. probably wasn't diagnosed yeah, with.
Right.
Because back in our day, we didn't diagnose anything.
Right. Either disorders or challenges or, yeah. or function the way our mind doesn't function normal, which makes you go, what is normal anyways?
What is normal?
If there's no, yeah. there's no normal. So we're all just kind of navigating.
Exactly. I mean, I know I'm OCD yeah. without being diagnosed. So like, there's just things like that we have.
Yeah.
And I think like when we learn to love each other for our differences,
mm-hmm.
We'll be good at loving our children for their differences.
Yeah.
So like you have a son, he's mm-hmm. different than yeah. you, right? But then your girls, think about how different right. your girls are.
Yeah.
Like, and I know your girls and they're yeah. so different in their own personalities.
Yeah. yeah.
And so every approach to them, every conversation with them should be different than what you're having with your son.
Yeah.
And
well, then walk me through this, Pastor Jess, yeah. excuse me, because I think of, you know, if I feel this way, I know there's others that feel this way. You kind of have, you can now, of course, as parents, we always say we don't have a favorite, but I can see within my children, there is one that's maybe, yeah, that acts more like me. Like, I feel like I understand our brain is processing mm-hmm. the same way. And so my proclivity is, oh, okay, this makes it easier. And then I don't have the mental capacity or the physical strength to kind of navigate through some of these other things. And then I start going like, then I'm just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
If someone finds themselves there, because yeah. we don't want to give up
Let's
on
talk
our kids,
about it. Yeah.
right? So like, where do I walk? They were like, man, like I know I love this kid. I just don't really like them. And
right.
and then now here goes the cycle again. I don't want you to touch so much again on that same thing.
Yeah.
But just the thought of recouping that exhaustion mm-hmm. and what are my steps there? Because I think my encouragement is the fact that if you've been listening still this far, you care.
Yeah.
You're trying to get godly wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, you've been in church service. You're building yourself up.
Yeah.
But where's my next step there, Pastor Jess?
I mean, what do we do with the kids that we don't like? Is that what you're asking?
Or like where we wrestle with that feeling. Maybe we don't hang out there, but the thought sure does come across.
So really, are you saying you don't like your children? No, I'm just kidding. There are people that right. do feel that way, right. and that's a real feeling.
Yeah.
Because we're human as mm-hmm. parents
yeah.
too,
right.
you know? And I do think there are harder mm-hmm. children. I remember one time we were with a couple that was taking Dan and I. We were newly married. Mm-hmm. We were going off to Bible college.
Yeah.
So they took us to where our Bible college was going to be and kind of drove us through our town.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of kids, in fact. I think they had 4 kids or something like that. And so one of the kids called. And they were like, oh, hey, buddy, while we were in the car. And he gets off the phone with his kid and he goes, man, I just love him. You know why I love him? I love him the most because he loves me the most. And yeah. I was like, huh, we've never had
yeah.
our own kids.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I never forgot that.
Right,
though.
Right.
And so I thought to myself, I don't want to do that to my kids.
Yeah.
I want to be able to love them. But I get what he was saying.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Like that kid pursues them
mm-hmm.
where they have to pursue their other
yeah.
children.
Yeah.
Right. And so it does make it easier
mm-hmm.
to just be like
yeah.
naturally drawn to
yeah.
somebody that's just there with you mm-hmm. all the time. And like you get each other. You're on mm-hmm. the same wavelength.
Yeah. yeah.
It's so easy to do that. Me and my middle child
mm-hmm.
are very much so alike.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can look across a room and we can joke with each other.
Yeah, you get it.
I can say anything to him and he's not offended.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, Dan would say something to him and he'd be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Like instantly. Like, what? What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
And Dan's like, well, what do you mean by that? You know, and it's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This peacocking is
yeah,
happening.
Yeah.
What is happening? And so, but then my daughter, it's so weird. I feel like mothers and daughters have this where like they kind of are more tense with each other mm-hmm. and the men are more tense with each other.
Yeah.
And I think we're hard on each other. You know, like I think the kids need to be a little bit more gracious to their parents mm-hmm. and be a little bit more long suffering
yeah.
with
yeah.
them. And then I think the parents need to be more long suffering with those that maybe are harder.
Yeah.
That we don't easily understand.
Yeah.
I don't easily understand my daughter, but I've worked hard at being where she needs me to be
yeah.
when she needs me.
Yeah.
So I don't always go there with her because my brain doesn't go there. Like, so like I'm just not with her sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I'm totally with her because we're girls and we get it. Right?
I feel led to say this. I just, because you've been talking about the hard work, the diligence, the intentionality.
Yeah.
I can't help but wonder because I see that same efforts that you put into anything that you're doing. There's a sense of calling to your motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if we would all
yeah.
be better as parents.
Mm-hmm.
If we saw, I am called to my children.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because I could look across and say, oh, that if I had those kids, I'm not called to those kids.
No.
I'm called to my children. That means God's going to grace me for these children.
Yes. And I said that in the message.
Or like,
you're
I shouldn't have been a mom. I shouldn't have been a dad. If you are a parent,
you are
called. Right. Then you are called to those things. I just sensed
and God will
to say that.
You for
right.
That.
And there's because with the calling comes the grace, comes the anointing. And I don't know who
and
that
we
was
find
for.
Our purpose
just like,
and destiny and other things. Right. Like I remember we had gone to Bible college. I started like having children. All of this stuff was happening for us 5 years in, 6 years into our marriage. And 2008 was hitting. Mm-hmm. And the year before that, the Lord told me, I'm going to send you home. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're going to have another baby. And I was like, you're going to get pregnant. And I was like, no, mm-hmm. I'm good. Right. Like, I have two. I'm good. Like, you know, the boy, mm-hmm. the girl,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
You know? And the Lord was like, nope. And I loved my job. Mm-hmm. I was the women's ministry director. I was running all the events at the church. I loved what I got to do. I mm-hmm. got to work with people and plan. And all mm-hmm. all my giftings were able to be used in that area. And so I found my fulfillment in my job. So I remember the first day home. It took me a year to mourn that job. And I did. I pulled away. And so January 1 hit. And I remember they called me from work. And they were like, are you coming in today? And I'm like, I told you. I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
I'm a stay-home mom now. And it was like such a sacrifice. I mean, we had no money. But I did. For 5 years, I stayed home with my kids. I got pregnant. I was having a new baby. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting at home and I go, God, what do I do now? I feel like I'm not doing anything for the kingdom. I feel like I'm not using my gifts and callings.
Yeah.
And he said, your new ministry is these three children.
Yeah. Wow.
And I went, oh, okay. And this is what he told me. And any other kid that walks through those doors, you are to bless them and you're to teach them my word.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that so literal.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my friends, my kids' friends, and mm-hmm. I'd babysit their kids mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah.
And I would do Bible studies with them. And I would do cooking classes with them.
Yeah.
And I loved having children around mm-hmm. me. There was a grace on me for that.
It's good.
I loved teenagers. I was scared of children. So the fact that I was able to do that, it was weird to me because I didn't understand kids. I understood teenagers.
Yeah.
I was in youth ministry my whole life. So there was this season of like, I just need to get through the kid thing and I can do the teenager thing,
right?
Usually sometimes it's the opposite or it's like no kid thing.
Yeah.
But God graced me for every season I found myself in. And not because I'm great, but because he's great.
Amen. Yeah.
And so if you tap in as a parent to him, he will download his love for your children to you.
Yeah.
So you may not even like your kids, but you need to ask God to help you love your kids. Like help you to see your children in a new way. And what are these things about my children that I need to help direct them? Because one of my kids had an anger issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would just fly off the handle. And I was just like, I think there's demons in this child. Like I remember like crying over my kid.
Mm-hmm.
I remember praying in tongues, casting demons. I literally, in the name of Jesus, every foul demonic spirit in him come out right now. Like I literally thought he was like Tasmanian devil. And so, but he wasn't. He was just hyper.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what was happening? I was feeding him juice and there was so much sugar in that juice. It was causing his blood pressure to spike.
Mm-hmm.
It was causing him to act out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to cut sugar out of his diet. The Holy Spirit said to me, do you see how much sugar he has? Take the juice away. And I took the juice away. He wasn't allowed to have juice anymore. Guess what happened? He calmed down. And I was like, oh. And I could reason with him
mm-hmm.
and we were enjoying each other again. And then when he would get spurts of energy, I bought a trampoline.
Yeah.
And I said, go jump on that trampoline, get all your energy out. When he got mad at school and people made him mad and that anger was flaring up, the Holy Spirit told me, buy a punching bag.
Oh yeah.
And I bought a punching bag and I'm like, go hit the punching bag. You don't hit people. You hit the punching bag and you pray and ask God to change your heart towards that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I would lead my son through his anger issues. And guess what? He doesn't even have those issues anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are telling me at work that he's like, I've never seen him mad. I've never seen him have a bad day. I'm like, really? Like, but I think that was like years of mm-hmm. me and God together partnering.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have not liked him. He could have annoyed me. I could have been like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
When do I get to get away from this kid? I never felt that way.
Yeah.
I loved him more and more. And the more that I saw him breaking or needing my help, I was like, I'm here. I'm here for you, son. And I think that's how God sees us. Right?
Yeah.
The more that we break, the more that the hard things come in our lives, the Lord is like, I'm right here.
It's good.
Will you just let me be?
Yeah.
Let me be in your life. Let me in.
Yep. So
I can help you. And I think that like, that's what we need to teach our children. because when we're there for them in their hard places, even though we may not like them, go and pray that out on your own. Like, get with the Holy Spirit and ask God to change your heart towards your kids.
That's good.
It's just same with marriage.
Amen. Yep.
Help God, help me change my heart towards my spouse. Help me to see them as you see them. You know, right? This goes with any relationship. Help me to change my heart towards my parents. Help me to change my heart towards my workers or my boss or my... This is a real prayer
right.
that I think that honestly I've adopted into my life.
Just to help
so
us
I now have
that.
No excuse.
Yeah, no, it's
not
good.
To love someone else.
It's so good. That's so good, Pastor Jess. Any closing thoughts? I mean, I feel like we've covered so much, but as we, I mean, that was a good closing thought, but I don't know if there's anything else that on your mind, on your heart.
I would just say, you know, see your kids for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
All their differences, their quirks, their weirdness, their anger, their mm-hmm. frustrations, mm-hmm. their happiness. Enjoy the moments. They move so fast through life. And, you know, I have two adults now, and I just want to say, like, it goes so fast. And enjoy the moments, because mm-hmm. they'll be gone one day. And you'll look back and go, oh, man, I only had one chance at that, and I don't know if I did a good job.
Right.
You know, if you're saying that to yourself, start now. If your kids are grown and maybe you weren't the best parent when they were young, go and talk to them about it and start now. Be like, can we start fresh? Can we do this differently? I bet you they would love that.
Yeah.
And so a simple phone call, a simple letter in the mail, you know, even if you don't talk to them, you don't know where they live. I had somebody come up to me and talk to me about this weekend. Just start praying for them. Pray for your children. Ask God for a divine appointment to reconnect you with each other.
Yeah.
Because God is about unity. God is about family. God is about that parent-child relationship. I mean, we are engrafted into the kingdom. We now have the inheritance of Christ. We are now children of God. And God can show us how to love these beautiful souls that we are to steward every day. So
cool. Praise God, Pastor Jess. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Again, for you all listening, watching, have a question, throw it in the comments. Like, share, comment, subscribe. We'd love to have you join us every week. We're here every week. And so we're grateful for you. Love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you next time.